Support by Anchorage, Alaska. From the Coastal Trail to Kincaid Park, Flattop, Powerline Pass, and more. There are plenty of places for a weekend hike or an exciting mountain biking excursion. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Trip Krause in for Antonia Gonzalez. This summer saw some of the worst salmon runs on Alaska's Yukon River. But Bristol Bay processors have been enjoying great runs and donated fish to Alaska Native tribes along the Yukon River. KYUK's Olivia Eberts reports.
So you're going to write the number of fish on this label?
That's Tanya Ives. She's packing up chum and king salmon to be distributed to villages along the lower Yukon River. Bristol Bay processors sent the salmon to Gwikfak, the only fish processing plant on the Yukon. This donation is about 12,000 pounds of salmon. Gwikfak is splitting it up between 10 lower Yukon River villages. The Yukon River has seen its worst summer chum salmon run on record. That means the commercial fishery is closed, and Gwikfak can't sell salmon this year. Subsistence fishing for chum and chinook is also closed, and many people along the river have not had a taste of the fish yet this season. Gwikfak boated the salmon from community to community. Weighed down by thousands of pounds of frozen fish, a tender boat slowly motors up the cold, rainy Yukon. At the helm stands Captain Darren Jennings.
St. Mary's, here we come.
Delivering salmon to the villages is new to him. In previous years, he'd be picking up commercial fishermen's fresh catch and taking it back to Gwikfak. We dock in St. Mary's. Workers from the Algatchik and Andrevsky tribes load the fish into their pickups and then drive them to households all evening. A woman named Bay from St. Mary's is grateful to have at least a bit of fish.
We got two. Right now I have them thawing out so I can can them.
With little opportunity for subsistence salmon fishing, her grocery bill has gone up. Her husband, Waki, says they'll have to try for other species of fish to get them through the winter. In St. Mary's, I'm Olivia Eberts.
A memorial dedicated to Native American veterans opened in Fort Washakie, Wyoming. The Path of Honor Memorial, which features a winding red path, is the first such memorial in Wyoming. A lobbying organization that opposes gambling expansion in Florida plans to file several lawsuits in state and federal court to stop a gaming compact between the state of Florida and the Seminole Tribe of Florida. The gaming compact was signed in April, approved by lawmakers in May, and after a 45-day review period expired without comment, the Department of Interior cleared the way for the gaming compact to take effect. The compact would allow for sports betting beginning October 15th. A ballot measure initiative seeks to have the state of Alaska officially recognize and acknowledge the 229 federally recognized Alaska Native tribes. The initiative models itself on a piece of state legislation, which passed the Alaska House by a 35-4 vote earlier this year, but fighting over the state budget has gnarled future progress of the measure. The initiative would create a government-to-government relationship with the state, much in the way that the 229 tribes have with the federal government. The Alaska Lieutenant Governor has 60 days to review and certify the initiative. Then more than 36,000 signatures are required before the start of 2022 to be placed on the ballot for that year. The Tribal Trout Hatchery for the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians will complete its first phase of renovations. The project adds 2,000 square feet to the building, as well as a new generator, building insulation, an upgraded lab area, and more. The hatchery currently produces 215,000 pounds of trout every year, with the goal of increasing to 325,000 pounds annually. The tribe's manager of agriculture and natural resources says the second phase will be more extensive. The Aviv Foundation awarded one of four Springboard Prizes for Child Welfare to the Nebraska Indian Child Welfare Coalition. The coalition will use the $200,000 in funding to improve the lives of Native families and children. For National Native News, I'm Trip Krause.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by the Sanoski Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.